It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Well, isn't this typical Republican hypocrisy? The former president, Trump, called on Republicans to defund the police as investigations continue around him. He's only echoing other far-right Republicans who last summer suggested defunding the FBI after agents found classified documents at Trump's home that should have been turned over to the National Archives. Well, the former guy posted on his fake Twitter platform Wednesday, quote, "Republicans in Congress should defund the DOJ and FBI until they come to their senses?" Huh? Trump pleaded not guilty on Tuesday to 34 felony charges of falsifying business records to cover up a $130,000 hush payment to porn star Stormy Daniels. And now Trump's proposal to defund the FBI and the Department of Justice marks kind of a reversal for Republicans who in recent years have blasted calls from some on the left to defund local police departments. Meanwhile, despite warnings from the judge to both sides not to engage in any inflammatory speech, Trump continues to do just that. After lobbing insults and accusations at the judge and his family, specifically targeting his adult daughter because she dared to work on the Biden-Harris campaign, Judge Juan Merchan has received threats. Go figure. Trump called Merchan a, quote, Trump-hating judge and worse. Well, after fighting efforts to get him to testify for years now, former Vice President Mike Pence finally says he won't appeal the latest order for him to testify in special counsel Jack Smith's investigation of the former guy and his efforts to reverse his loss in the 2020 election. Pence's lawyers had argued that the Constitution's speech and debate clause, which protects lawmakers from having to testify about their work as elected officials, should apply to Pence, since he was acting as Senate president when Congress met to certify Biden's electoral victory on January 6, 2021. Pence's account of the then president's actions leading up to this coup attempt could provide critical firsthand testimony in Trump's prosecution and should have come a long time ago. Just saying. So we knew that Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas has been openly defying ethics rules, but a new report from ProPublica this morning shows even more corruption from the justice and his MAGA activist wife, Ginny Thomas. Some of the shocking revelations? Well, for more than 20 years, Clarence Thomas has accepted luxury vacations virtually every year from Dallas businessman and Republican mega donor Harlan Crow. The Thomases have vacationed on Crow's super yacht around the globe. They fly on Crow's private jet. Thomas has gone with Crow to the Bohemian Grove, the exclusive California all-male retreat, and to Crow's sprawling ranch in eastern Texas. And Thomas typically spends about a week every summer at Crow's private resort in the Adirondacks. None of these trips have ever appeared on Thomas's financial disclosures. His failure to report these flights appear to violate a law passed after Watergate that requires justices, judges, and members of Congress and federal officials to disclose those gifts. Though Thomas didn't respond to ProPublica's questions, in a statement, Crow acknowledged that he'd extended, quote, hospitality to Thomas and his wife over the years, but said that Thomas never asked for any of it, and it was, quote, no different from the hospitality we have extended to our many other dear friends. The Republican mega donor continued, quote, we have never sought to influence Justice Thomas on any legal or political issue. Yeah, right. We'll just take your word for that, or not. Moving right along, students around the country have participated in organized walkouts this week, protesting gun violence and the government's, well, actually Republicans' unwillingness to do anything to prevent these mass shootings. Earlier this week in Tennessee, three state representatives, Democrats, stood with the protesters who filled the Capitol. So today, the Republican supermajority is going to hold a vote to expel those three elected Democrats, Representatives Gloria Johnson of Knoxville, Justin Jones of Nashville, and Justin Pearson of Memphis. Expel them from the State House of Representatives as punishment for joining in a gun control demonstration in the House chamber.
Representative Jones spoke to CNN on Wednesday and said, quote, "It's morally insane that a week after a mass shooting took six precious lives in my community here in Nashville, my colleagues on the other side of the aisle, their first action is not to take actions to rein in this proliferation of weapons of war in our streets, but it's to expel their colleagues for standing with our constituents." Just insane. Oh, there's so much more today. From the One Step Up and Two Steps Back files, Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan officially repealed a near-century-old abortion ban that fueled one of the largest ballot drives in Michigan history. So thank you, Governor Whitmer. That action is necessary because, well, here's the two steps back. Governor Brad Little of Idaho signed a law banning minors from traveling out of state for abortions without parental consent that creates a new felony crime called, quote, abortion trafficking. And in North Carolina, a newly elected state representative named Tricia Cotham went from pushing to codify abortion rights to joining the party that's taking them away. Yep, Cotham switched political parties to give the Republicans a veto-proof majority it will now use to thwart the Democratic Governor Roy Cooper. One wonders how long Tricia Cotham has been planning this and whether or not the Democrats in North Carolina can mount a recall. It's worth looking into. And finally, just in time for Good Friday and Easter, over 150 Catholic priests and others associated with the Archdiocese of Baltimore sexually abused more than 600 children over the past 80 years. This new state report says, quote, "The staggering pervasiveness of the abuse itself underscores the culpability of the church hierarchy." Wow. Oh, but happy Easter, I guess. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.